National Cattlemen's Beef Association President Steve Fogelsong says he gets more phone calls and emails from members regarding the USDA Grain Inspection Packers and Stockyards Administration proposal on livestock marketing than any other issue.
It's order buyers. It's large feeders, small feeders. It's breeding folks, folks that raise bulls and heifers. And all of them ask me the same question. What are you going to do about this? Because as I look at this rule, this is going to take me out of business.
That belief was reinforced by a panel of cattle and pork producers, industry officials, and economists at a press briefing in Fort Collins, Colorado, hosted by NCBA and the National Pork Producers Council on the eve of the USDA-DOJ workshop on the state of competition and regulation in the livestock sector. Pursuant to the 2008 Farm Bill, GPSA drafted rules to improve fairness in the marketing of livestock and poultry, but picked a fight with NCBA and NPPC and meat packers and processors when it also proposed sweeping reforms to address complaints by disgruntled producers about increasing consolidation and vertical integration. Livestock activists argue the reforms are necessary to restore competition. Indiana pork producer Mark Legan worries they'll have the opposite effect.
I'm against government involvement as long as the markets are working, and I think that the markets are working now. I'm against burdensome paperwork in my business, in the production and marketing agreements. All of these sort of things have a cost associated with them.
USDA says the proposed rules will help ensure a level playing field for producers. Opponents consider it an attack on value-based marketing arrangements. Industry economist Steve Meyer said several things about the GPSA draft bother him.
The biggest one is that as you read this rule, it looks as though, I mean, the goal here is homogeneity, one price, equality of outcome in the marketplace. I'm all for equality, but I think the equality in the United States is equality of opportunity. And that doesn't necessarily mean that every outcome is going to be the same.
James Herring, president and CEO of Texas-based Friona Industries, the nation's fourth largest feedlot, will be a presenter at Friday's workshop. He called the GPSA rule broad, vague, and arbitrary.
I don't think creating a platform for trial lawyers makes the beef industry any better or more competitive or creates consumer demand in any way whatsoever. I've got 41 years experience. I've got 10 million cattle under my belt. And when someone in GPSA can say that, I'll certainly, open-mindedly, reconsider letting them run the business.
According to workshop organizers, 1,300 people are registered to attend the day-long conference, far fewer than activist groups had hoped for. For AgriPulse, I'm Stuart Doan reporting.